Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Cecilia?
Yeah, this is she.
All right. Okay, just gonna fill these parts out. Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. And the election for county offices will also be in the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
No, I will absolutely vote.
All right, so almost certain to vote. Okay. So in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Almost certain to vote?
Yes.
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
1960,
all right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes. Would that be you or anyone in your household?
It would be me.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
In what department? In what way?
Oh, well, just in general, do you feel like things in Fresno County are kind of going in the right direction?
You know, I can't answer that. That's too broad of a question.
All right, that's okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. And if you could please tell me which one you think is the most important one to you in terms of deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the list goes on. Housing affordability, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, parental rights and education, or water policy.
So which one do I think is the most important?
Yes.
Oh, can you read that list again?
Yeah, of course. So it goes housing affordability, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, parental rights and education, and water policy.
Probably, I'm not going to say it correctly, but the wages and...
All right. The one that says jobs and wages?
Jobs and wages. There we go.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you if you could rate them, if your feelings towards them are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And
well,
I can totally
just,
read
just
those.
So you understand, because if this relates to the upcoming election... I've just received my ballot, and I'm just starting to go over that information, so I'm not going to have a solid answer for you on any of those.
Oh, all right. That's totally okay. So, again, the options, if you just want me to maybe repeat them, they're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. And maybe if you don't want to, like, maybe mention to me that there's totally options of no option / neutral. All right.
So. There is an option of no option or neutral?
Yes, there is that option.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the first name is Paul Dictos.
Oh, just neutral. No
All
option,
right.
Yeah.
Neutral. What about Gary Bredefeld?
Neutral.
Donald Trump?
Oh, very unfavorable.
All right. Stephen... No, it's not Steve, it's Steve. Steve Brendo?
Neutral.
All right. Gavin Newsom?
Oh. You know, I'm going to have to say neutral because I'm kind of torn on some of the things that he's done. So So I need to read into that a little more.
Oh, okay, all right. And lastly, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, what's down from very favorable, just...
Yeah, I can read them totally again. So it goes very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, and then no opinion / neutral.
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, who is a businessman / council member, Steve Brindeau, who's a county supervisor / businessman, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, who's a CPA / assessor / recorder, and Bryce Herrera, who would you choose for if you had to vote today?
If I had to vote today, I wouldn't vote because I have not had time to, like I said, go over everything. So.
All right, that's okay. Well, if the elections were held today and you have to like decide right now, maybe who would you lean towards?
I couldn't even answer that.
All right, that's okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
You know, I'm going to seem extremely unknowledgeable right now, but I just couldn't tell you. I haven't heard enough about him one way or the other to say, oh, I'm, you know, happy with, you know, what he's done, or I wish he had done something else. Most of these names are somewhat foreign to me. So, you know, other than, you know, Trump and Biden and Santos and those, there's, you know, most of those other names are foreign to me. So.
All right. It's totally okay. I don't have to worry about that. Now this next question, it's also kind of the same thing, but this time the question is, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brindeau as county supervisor? Would you call it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Again, I don't know what he does or what
All right.
he has done, so.
Okay. So that's totally okay. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. And for each one, if you could tell me if this one make you want to vote for this kind of candidate, if it would make you want to much more likely vote for it, somewhat more likely vote for it, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. And I can totally reread you that, those like kind of groups if you need.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
All right. So the first one is a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library. Would you want me to read you the options again?
Yeah, the options are either I'm more likely or less likely, and I don't know how heavily that would weigh because as far as you know, what is happening with the government, I almost feel like that's not an issue worthy of time to be spent on with, you know, everything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was their issue, I guess I'd say somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. All right. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Oh, somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly, with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
See, that wouldn't matter to me, so I don't know. You don't have a neutral option, so...
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
you know, again, I wish you had a neutral option on that, because that part doesn't play into what their political, you know, what their political mainframe is. So I don't know. That's not one that would factor for me at all.
All right. And a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Now, next I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. And after each one, if you could please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for that candidate.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is Gary Breifeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Breifeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure rights and concerns are listened and respected. So after hearing this information, would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would want to vote for Gary Breifeld for county supervisor?
Probably no chance.
All right. Now, the next one is Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out the inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public.
There's a small chance that I would vote for.
All right. And Steve Brandeau currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life.
No chance.
All right. And now, after hearing more information, like maybe like this, the three statements that I just kind of like, the short paragraph I just gave about some of the candidates, if you had to vote like right now, if the primary election for the Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were again Gary Breifeld, who is a business/council member, Steve Brandeau, who is a council supervisor/businessman, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, CPA/assessor-recorder, or Bryce Herrera, who would you vote for?
Probably, I think it was Dictos that I said there was a small chance.
Yes,
that's probably who I'd vote to.
Okay.
Today.
Now, finally, I just want to ask some questions just for like pure statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or?
Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
That's kind of an odd title, but I guess I consider myself, you know, just a Democrat. I don't know. Am I like a sign-carrying Democrat? No, I'm just, you know. I generally tend to follow Democratic, policies more. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's totally okay. I'm thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
All right. And now, what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Oh, I want to say I had a couple of years of college.
All right. Well, so would that be me some college, or did you do the four-year college graduate?
Some college.
Some college, all right. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own a home.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a nice evening.
I know. You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.